so far. We've travelled from the teeth to the large intestine and met the microbiome, those microbes that help to keep us healthy. But I want to take a short detour back to the stomach for a moment. This is the biological vat of acid that's a very effective defence mechanism against bacteria, but the bad kind. But some germs do get through and, once in our intestines, can cause the kind of infection that most people call food poisoning, and millions of us succumb every year. University of Liverpool infection biologist Paul Wigley is with us to explain where these infections come from. Hi, Paul.
Hello there.
So when we talk about food poisoning, we might think of you go for a meal and then a bit later you find yourself throwing up, you've got diarrhea, it's all going horrible. What has actually happened there? What is food poisoning?
Well, it can be one of two things. In the real strictest sense, food poisoning is getting a toxin within food, usually due to poor storage or poor handling. And this is typically very quick onset diarrhea or vomiting, but fairly short-lived. And with the exception of botulism, which is very serious, these don't tend to be particularly serious conditions. But the second and more serious is where you actually have an infection, usually by a bacteria like Salmonella or Campylobacter, that can survive very well passage through the stomach, colonise the gut, and they cause damage within the gut, leading to more prolonged and often more serious gastroenteritis, diarrhea, vomiting, and in some cases this can be life-threatening.
So you've got the sort of the in and out kind of food poisoning that's caused by toxins. So that's things that have been produced by bacteria, but it's not the bacteria themselves.
Not the bacteria themselves. That's the one I would call the dodgy takeaway diarrhea rather than something rather nasty from meat, eggs.
Okay, so having a rough night and you're better in the morning. But then in terms of the bacteria that do get in and set up an infection, how does that happen? Because the stomach is really acidic. How do they manage to survive and then get into our body and cause us harm?
Well, they've got a lot of challenges. The stomach is one of the first ones they have to deal with, and the stomach is very acidic. And if you think, we have a long tradition of using vinegar, which is about the same acidity as the stomach, to preserve food because it kills bacteria. Now, enteric bacteria, those able to infect the gut, have developed mechanisms where they can adapt to acid conditions. And they do two things. First, they can change the surface of the bacterial cell to make them far less susceptible to the hydrogen ions that cause the acidity. And secondly, they can pump out the hydrogen ions from inside the bacterial cell, thereby allowing them to maintain a more neutral pH within the bacteria.
So once they've got through our defences like that, they go down into the intestine. And just sort of quickly, how do they actually make us ill? How do bacteria in our intestine make us sick if our intestine's so full of bacteria anyway?
Well, obviously, the intestine's full of bacteria, so they have to be able to compete against the microbiota that's already there. And usually they have to attach to the side of the intestine. So usually they have projections like flagella or fimbria, which allow them to stick to the enterocyte, the cells of the gut. There they can do two things. They can produce a toxin, so things like traveler's diarrhea caused by a type of Escherichia coli, E. coli, is an enterotoxin. But things like Salmonella and Campylobacter tend to cause damage to the cells. They actually inject proteins into the host cell, changes their structure and function, leads to inflammation. This causes damage to the gut, very painful, very uncomfortable, and also can lead to diarrhea, fever, and vomiting.
Oh, you give me flashbacks that I had a horrendous gut infection a year ago. But say we're getting towards barbecue season, which is a common way that people do end up accidentally picking up food poisoning. What should people do to minimise their chances of getting either the toxin-based food poisoning or picking up nasty germs?
Well, it's very important to handle food very well within the kitchen. Or indeed, if you're cooking a barbecue, if you handle food, you have your fingers all over it, you've got those bacteria on your skin, some of which can produce toxins that can cause diarrhea.
And presumably people not washing their hands after they've been to the toilet and things like that.
Absolutely, yes. I have two children and it was a constant battle when they were younger to get them to do that. But I guess the biggest problem when we think of a barbecue with bacteria like Campylobacter, which are very prevalent in chicken within the UK, there you really need to make sure that you handle meat with respect. You know, you've got to consider that there's a high chance of a piece of chicken has Campylobacter upon it. avoid cross-contamination in the kitchen. And if you're cooking chicken on the barbecue, make sure it's cooked through. Make sure it's not pink in the middle. And the other thing is, don't wash chicken before cooking it, because all you're going to do is create an aerosol of Campylobacter in your kitchen. And 2-3 days later, you could be well regretting that.
Ew, so that's a very timely tip for us all. Thank you. Just remember to keep things clean, cook your chicken thoroughly, and don't wash it. So that's Paul Wigley from the University of Liverpool. And we can all agree that food poisoning germs are definitely foes rather than friendly bacteria.